So easy I was cruising, trans UPenn swimmer bragged about beating female opponents. By Warner Todd Houston on December 13, 2021. Transgender University of Pennsylvania swim team member Leah Thomas taunted natural-born female opponents saying that beating them was so easy I was cruising, according to one swimming team member. The claim came from a second female swimmer who recently spoke out to OutKick. The woman told the site that Thomas, who competed on the male swim team for 3 years before turning up as a transgender woman, joked about how easy it was to beat all the natural-born women at swim meets. "That was so easy, I was cruising," the woman said that Thomas boasted after a recent win. Thomas also reportedly said, "At least I'm still number one in the country, in front of teammates." The UPenn swimmer also said that coaches and university flakes told the girls that they are strongly advised not to talk about Thomas outside the school. OutKick initially reported that a swimmer, who needed to stay anonymous to avoid having her life ruined by the woke mob, said that Thomas' teammates were very unhappy about Thomas smashing female records all over the place. And now, this second swimmer is substantiating the claim that the other swimmers are not pleased with the situation. "They feel so discouraged because no matter how much work they put in it, they're going to lose," the source said of the women on the team. "Usually, they can get behind the blocks and know they out-trained all their competitors and they're going to win and give it all they've got," she said, adding, "Now they're having to go behind the blocks knowing no matter what, they do not have the chance to win. I think that it's really getting to everyone." It has additionally been reported that even crowds at the meets are less than thrilled at Thomas' constant records-crushing wins and often remain silent when Thomas once again comes out the winner. Last Friday, Thomas set a new 500 freestyle Ivy League record and the next day crushed a female record in the 200 freestyle, setting an all-time record that will likely be hard for natural-born female swimmers to beat. "Well, obviously, she's number one in the country because she's at a clear physical advantage after having gone through male puberty and getting to train with testosterone for years," OutKick source said of Thomas' new records. "Of course, you're number one in the country when you're beating a bunch of females. That's not something to brag about." Thomas also recently spoke out about the swirling controversy and defended the mounting winning record. In an interview last week with SwimSwam, Thomas praised the changes coming over the world of sports, such as the rules changes by the International Olympics Committee allowing men claiming to be transgender women to enter into the regular women's categories. "I think the guidelines they set forward are very good and do a very good job of promoting inclusivity while keeping competitional integrity going," Thomas said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.